أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Only a week to go to the nights of Qadr, and I'm hoping you've penned down your aspirations, the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual ones. Now, one of the aspirations we should be all looking towards is to be able to pray Salatul Layl, or what we might call Namaz-e-Shab or Salatul Tahajjud, every single day. Ramadan is probably one of the best times to start this habit. And we're going to talk about it in Surah Al-Isra, but that'll come quite near the end. So I thought I'd bring it in today and just talk a little bit about it. So in Surah Al-Isra 79, Allah says, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ, and during a part of the night, فَتَحَجَّتْ بِهِ, pray tahajjud, نَافِلَةً لَكْ, it's extra, it's beyond what is wajib for you. But أَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْأَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَكَامًا مَحْمُودًا, maybe through it your Rabb will raise you to a position of praise. There are so many ayat that talk about talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night. Well, let's look at some ahadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, three things bring happiness to the heart of a mu'min: meeting those who are of the same faith as him, those who are spiritually connected to him, breaking the fast, that is doing iftar, and waking up in the later part of the night for Salatul Layl. He said, Jibreel continued to advise me about staying up at night until I thought that the virtuous ones of my ummah never slept. Imam Sadiq says, the honor and greatness of a believer lies in his praying of tahajjud at night. There is so much about it. It's healthy for bodies. Imam Sadiq says it brightens the faces. It attracts sustenance to the human being. There is a hadith from the Prophet which says, when the abd of Allah turns to his Rabb in the middle of the dark night and whispers to him, Allah establish his light in his hearts, and he tells the angels, oh my angels, look at him. He has turned to me in the middle of the dark night while others are just sleeping or playing or making merry, bear witness that I have forgiven him. The Prophet also said, whoever has been granted the opportunity to pray Salatul Layl, male or female, and he or she rises for Allah sincerely, does wudu, prays Salah with a true intention, a sound heart, a tearful eye, Allah places behind him nine rows of angels. The number of angels in each row cannot be counted except by Allah. This is metaphorical. One side of each row is in the east, another in the west. And when he completes his salah, he gets the reward of all the angels in the rows. I could go on and on about it. It's absolutely phenomenal. It's protection for one during the nighttime. It's a kafara for sins committed in the day, and the house in which Salatul Layl is recited beams with light for those who are in the heavens, just as stars beam with light for those who are on earth. So how does one pray Salatul Layl? In all, it consists of 11 rakats, and it's divided into three parts. The first part is called Nafila of Layl. That's 8 rakats, 4 times 2 rakats. Then you have the second part, which is Salatul Shafa, that's 2 rakats. And then the third part, which is the most important, which is Salatul Witr, that is 1 rakat. So we're going to start just with Salatul Witr. What is the time for Salatul Layl? It begins after midnight until the time for Salatul Fajr. And the best time is just before Fajr Salah. So let's look at Salatul Witr, because that really, in essence, is the essence of Salatul Tahajjud or Salatul Layl. So you have 1 rakat, you start off with Surah Al-Fatiha, followed by 3 times Surah Al-Ikhlas, 1 time Surah Al-Falaq, and 1 time Surah Al-Nas. And then you raise your hands in Qunut, and there are several du'as of Qunut that you could recite. I suggest you start off with maybe just istighfar, astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayh, 7 times. Then ask for forgiveness for all the mu'mineen and mu'minat. You could take names. That's really cool if you say, Allahumma ghfirli my mom, my dad, so on and so forth. But you could say, Allahumma ghfirli al-mu'mineen wal-mu'minat. Allah, forgive all the believers, male and female. To say 7 times, هَذَا مَكَامُ عَيْذُكَ مِنَ النَّارِ, this is the position of one who seeks refuge in you from the fire. You could say that 7 times. Recommended to say 300 times, al-af, but you could say 10 times. Al-af is, I ask you for your loving pardon. Al-Af is he who rubs out the sins and leaves no traces. If I can say, buries them in the deepest of oceans and puts a sign up to say no fishing. Then complete the rakat with ruku, with sujood, the shahud and salam, and do the tasbih of Sayyidah Fatimatu Zahra. Absolutely phenomenal. There are many, many du'as to be recited, or the qunut is longer, and you could refer to the books. Inshallah, we'll put a link for you where you can refer to it. But even if you think, I can't do this just before Fajr, at least after your Isha Salah, your nafilah of Isha, which is two rakat sitting down, just do one rakat of witr. Inshallah, then you will do it after midnight. Maybe then the best time you'll get up a little bit before Fajr, which we do for Sehri anyway, and recite that one rakat. It's magical. It will change your life. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.